So everything was checking out perfectly, but nothing, absolutely nothing was working worth a crap. So, what can I say? Something going on. I'm checking on my phone for the comments because I don't trust anything now. So Amber says we just said that what the that the because I drug all my haunted dolls down here, that's what's going on. They're all here with me and all these electromagnetic fields screwing things up. But now I'll bet you anything. Oh, there's probably one or two channels that's not streaming. We're lucky to have two streams, three streams going on tonight. Hey to Judith. Judith, how's the audio? How are you guys with the audio? Are you hearing me okay with the audio? Please say yes. Just lie to me. Just lie and say yes, Catherine. It sounds great. Because otherwise I'm gonna tear all my hair out. Just go home. Go to bed and drink. How about that? Hey to Wildwood over here on Instagram and Gerardo Daniel over here on Instagram. So Ina says it sounds good. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. First, we're going to go over a little bit about dolls and why dolls are like the most haunted items that you could possibly have or come in contact with. And then I'm going to show you my haunted stuff that I drug down here into the studio and the little things and the background that goes with them. So, how many years have dolls been a part of human play? Take a guess. How many thousands of years do you think that dolls have been a part of human play? And it astonished me to see just how many thousand years we have unearthed archaeological evidence of dolls. What do you think, people? How many thousands of years would you say? Judith says eons. You're close, Judith. Let me get the chat going over here. Actually, the earliest in 2004, they found a 4,000-year-old stone doll that was unearthed in an archaeological dig on the Mediterranean Isle of Pantelleria. Pantelleria. Can you believe that? 4,000 years. Hey to KYGS Rider over here on Instagram. I'm so happy you guys showed up because I've had so much trouble trying to get a stream to go. So yeah, 4,000 years. And also, museums have several examples of ancient Egyptian dolls made out of rags, and they also made them out of papyrus stuffed linen. And so it's like millennia, toys and dolls have been a part of our human existence, made from sticks, rags, porcelain, vinyl, you name it, a doll has been made out of it. I looked into the psychology of dolls. And so what I found there, let me make sure there's no questions. Yeah, okay. What I found there is the dolls kind of replicate us. And we're sort of programmed to pick up information from a person's face, like my disappointment earlier that the stream wasn't working. I'm sure everybody picked up on that. But the facial response has a lot of innuendos, responses, intentions, emotions, potential threats. And so you can tell a lot by a person just by looking at their face. Hey to Vivian and Sharon, good to see you tonight. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. I guess while the stream is working, I need to throw some pitches to my sponsors for tonight. FeedSpot, feedspot.com, FeedSpot. FeedSpot.com is a place where you can fashion your interest, and they will take you to a collection of podcasts and video creations that have your interest in mind, and it gives you a feed of things just in that genre that you're interested in to click on and listen to and enjoy. And it's a monthly subscription. It's only $5 a month. And we're featured in the top 17 podcasts for paranormal topics. So what I did was I fashioned my feed spot just for all the paranormal stuff. And then I get all the shows. I get to listen to them. And what I do is I just put a show on and listen to it in the background while I'm cooking or cleaning or something like that. So Amber says, I have an entire China doll collection. Everyone is creeped out by them. So I have to store them in storage, but they were all very detailed in emotions, which is why I was drawn to each one. Yes, I always loved that part of them, but I love dolls. I do too. And that's why I have these haunted items home with me. Now, another thing that they were saying about the psychology of dolls is that some of us kind of use pareidolia when we perceive a doll. And so we may kind of pick up on energy that may or may not be within the doll through pareidolia. Now, here's my thought on the haunted dolls. So each, like a human spirit, has a shape or a design. It's called a morphogenic field. And so if you've ever wondered, why, how does a cat know to reincarnate into a cat? Like, why doesn't it reincarnate into a dog? The reason is morphogenic field. So a cat's energy essence has a certain pattern that only fits with that cat form. And the same is true for a human being. We fit a morphogenic field that fits a human shape or form. Now, if you're a spirit and you are feeling a little disassociative because you have lost your body and you want to feel more normalized, that is why dolls are more readily inhabited by spirits, is because of this morphogenic field. So the doll has a body like structure of a human. And so that morphogenic field may sort of feel okay to that spirit to be inside that doll. And so dolls are more susceptible to becoming inhabited by a spirit or possessed by a spirit because of the morphogenic field. Hey to Grace Bompel and Pamela Thompson. Good to see you guys tonight. And see, the chat is kind of slow. That's why I have my phone on, because I don't trust the chat even tonight, because things are not working correctly. So we have a morphogenic field that fits that doll human shape. Two arms, two legs, a head, and a truncal body. So when a spirit is wanting to feel more normalized and they don't like the diffuse nature of the energy not being contained, they will search out a doll to inhabit. Now we're going to get into my haunted dolls. And these are kind of Halloween shows. Now, you're going to notice behind me here, there's four of these. I'm going to give you the backstories behind them. And this is the one that I think is haunted. Now, it's the only one without a hat, and it's the only one that has a broken head. Okay. I don't know if you can see that or not. It looks like it's old glue. So I got these when I I went to do the haunted items hunt at Peddler's Mall, and I found this collection of four. Okay, that one goes with the other four. And so the other ones did not test out to have EMF or word generation or anything like that. Oh, let me show Instagram over here. See that one? It's got a bonked up head, and you guys can barely see the ones on the shelf here. These are the other ones that it came with, the ones on the shelf. Okay, so the other ones did not test out, but this one did. So I've presented this little thing on the Haunted Items Hunt before. So you may remember this one from the Haunted Items Hunt. But I had these on a shelf in my living room, all four, like in a basket. And on several occasions, I found this one out away from the basket, laying face forward on the little ledge. Same way every single time. And then the other thing that has happened with this one is when David and I were down the hall, we could hear talking coming, and it sounded like the talking was coming from all four because it was multiple voices. All right. And it sounded muffled. You could not hear exactly what they were saying. It was like, and so I moved them from the living room back to the office because I didn't want anybody coming in the house to be bothered by them. But I find that it is very interesting that this is the only one that actually moved out from the basket and laid face forward on the ledge on multiple occasions. And so I think that it might have something to do with the head being broken or cracked there. What do you think? Do you think that that could be a possibility? We'll see what you guys think in the comments. But I know these things are really creepy, but I really like them. But that's part of why I do what I do. Hey to Lana Lorraine, good to see you tonight. Okay, so here's another one. Some. Let me get down here and get them. Now, I did not take these apart, and these are in my office. I do not know which one of these is exactly haunted. Okay, let me tell you the backstory. And I've got my hair on this night, I swear, this night, you guys. So, when I go to do the haunted items hunt, I check with the EMF and then I check with the word generator. And it's very rare that I get a word generator that actually matches the items that I'm evaluating. And so I was looking at these items and the collection of, you see, they're all kind of bound together with a string. Well, so I was evaluating them and the EMF was off the chart and the word generator was screaming, "I have fur, 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 fur." I was just snowed under. I was like, well, I have to have these. I just have to have them. And then when I got them home, I was like, oh, I can't unravel these. What if I take the string off? That might mess everything up and that might disturb whatever's in there. So I left these in my office. That's why it's got a do not touch item is haunted on there. Of course, I'm touching them. I just absolutely love these. I'm not gonna take them apart. I don't know exactly which one it is. I can tell you which one I'm the most drawn to, and that's this little one up front. So I think it might be this little one up front. What do you guys think? Which one do you like the best? And which one do you think might have all the energy? Or do you think it's all of them together? Oh my gosh. Let's see if I can. I gotta get them in this. It's so hard to figure out where the camera's pointed. So Amber says, we think it had a very long fall over the clown, and the resonant energy continues to react, and the yellow ears, I heard it. Okay, well, that makes sense. But I think it's this one. But it was so cool when the word generator kept screaming, I have fur, fur, fur. Angela says, maybe the rope. No, you know why? Because word generator kept screaming, I have fur, I have fur, 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 fur. And I was like, oh my God, one of these is haunted. And it was talking about its own fur. So I don't think it's the rope. I think it's one of these. My inclination goes to this little one right here. And I think it's the eyes. I'm gonna let you see these up close. Look at those eyes. They are so cool, aren't they? Those are just so cool. Oh, Lana says that's the bear she picked too. I know. I think it's that one. It looks really old. Look at the little mouth, how old that mouth is. And the eyes. The eyes are like old. The rest of them look sort of newer. And the eyes don't look really old like that one does. But these were just awesome. And it, like I said, it is very rare when you get a word generator that puts off words that are directly associated with the items that you're evaluating. So, thank you, Lana. I think it's this one. I think it's this one because I think it's the oldest. But like I said, I don't want to take them. I don't want to undo the string and take them apart because I'm afraid that will mess it up. I'm afraid. So I'm just leaving them all together and they are in my office on the shelf. And so people will look at the sign and go, what happens if I touch it? Well, you know, I don't believe anything bad is on those teddy bears, but you know, if you don't want something to come home with you, then better not touch it. All right, this is the last one. Let me get this flipped up and I'll give you the backstory behind it. So the first time that I tested this, it tested negative. All right. So KYGS Rider says, Joy says it's the little brown one. You're correct, you two. You're correct. So the backstory behind this young lady is I was given this. And Lorraine says, all the bears comfort the one. Yes, what about that? I like that. Okay. So this one was given to me by my older brother's friend's daughter. Okay. So my older brother had this friend who lived out in, I think it was Versailles. And they were friends since childhood. And I remember she was sick and we went out to her house and I did a walkthrough of the house. It was a big sort of mansion, antebellum type place. And I did a walkthrough and told her what all was there and you know what I felt there. And we talked about the spirits there. She actually talked about the doll during the time that I met her. And then years went by and she passed away. And I got a call from her daughter who said that she wanted me to have this doll and that she thought it might be haunted. Well, me and the lady had talked about the fact that this doll was most likely haunted when I did the walk through the property. But after I got the doll, the first time I tested it, it tested negative. So I didn't really get much off of it. But then as time went by, it started having a feeling to it, and I retested it, and it tested out. So This is also in my office, and I have for both of these items, I have, salt and a jar of holy water in front of them so that they won't bother the clients that come in. But I don't feel like anything in my office is bad. This has a really good feeling to it, and the bears do too, and even the clowns do. But you may not like creepy clowns, so and I'm thinking the reason why this tested out negative the first time I tested it is because I feel like maybe that spirit did not want me to know that it was in this doll and had pulled back away from it. But as it got comfortable with me and the surroundings and everything, went back into the doll and then it tested positive. So, see what you guys think about that theory. Do you agree with that, or do you think there may have been a different reason why at first it tested negative and then positive? But I really appreciate the lady, the daughter of the woman, for letting me have this doll. It's such a beautiful doll. So Angela agrees. It's the only reason I can think of why it tested negative first and then it tested positive is that maybe the spirit that's in there was trying to get used to the area, or maybe making sure of me and that I was okay to be with it. And so I haven't named her, but I think she needs a name. This is it says Miriam U Design, but she needs a name. I guess it's about time we name her. So if you have any really cool names, put them in the comments and maybe we can give her a name. Maybe she can have a name. Let everybody over here on Instagram see her. Isn't she beautiful? And her clothes and her little shoes. Look at all that. Let me get up close so you can see the shoes and the socks and the dress and the hair. And there's not a stitch of bad energy there. She's a little creepy, though. She's just a little creepy. But she's really pretty. She's just a tiny bit creepy. So these are my current haunted dolls. Of course, I've got a lot of other. I've got haunted pictures. I've got a haunted jewelry box. I've got a haunted hanger that I hang my clothes on. And that's one of the reasons why I started the haunted items hunt is because I'm always dragging something home with excess energy or with haunted energy, I guess you might say. Now, before we go, let me check one thing. I gotta make sure that podcast is still going, and it is, but we're late for tonight because of all the problems. But next week is gonna be, and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do next week, because next week is special. Is I will restart the router just right off the bat before we even try to live stream. Because, like I said, I did a speed test tonight and everything showed up fine. But even though everything showed up fine and we restarted the router, the videos still are not playing for you. The intro video and outro video still not playing. So Catherine says, I feel like the spirit in the doll is very shy, and the name I was given was Annabelle Marie. Oh, I love that name. I agree with you, Catherine. I think that it is reserved, like the spirit's very cautious, shy, and it really had to take some time to make sure that it wanted to stay where it was with me and not move on maybe to somebody else. Hey to Diane Schwartz, good to see you. And Madison Tillman, good to see you. So next week is going to be like a live stream. What I'm going to do, it's a live stream of the Haunted Items Hunt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together clips of us actually finding haunted items and pictures of different haunted items. Again, just like regular haunted items hunt, you're going to have to guess which items are actually haunted and which items are not. And we're going to put them on the live stream. So it's sort of like we're live streaming how we feel about these items. You know, does that feel like it has energy or does it not? So we're going to do that and see how it goes. I think it'll be fun, provided all my technological things work. And so until next week, and I've got to get all those clips and pictures done. And like I said, I'll go ahead and just reset the router before the show. And we will hope for the best, shall we? Hey to Kim's Garden and Teresa Canterbury and Barbie Kelly. Good to see you guys. You guys that are just joining, you'll have to rewind. But that's okay. That's why it'll be saved on the platforms. I hope you guys have a fabulous week. Remember, there is a paranormal alert going on. So you're going to have all kinds of electrical problems, just like me. You know, your TV's going to go off. Phone's going to be acting wonky. Your internet. You're going to be seeing apparitions. There's reports coming in daily of people seeing shadows and partial apparitions and full apparitions. And remember, this time of the year, the veil is thin and we have a lot of people crossing on. So we've got a lot of stuff to deal with right now. So hang in there. We will get through another season. Kisses from Kentucky, and I will see you next Monday night.